Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 for the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Caleb Barlow back on the show. Caleb is a longtime 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the president and chief executive officer of Synergist Tech. And that's Synergist Tech with a C and K on the end there. He's we knew him when he was with one of the main cybersecurity experts for IBM. He worked there for a long time, and now he's got his own company, and he's really smart, and we're glad he's here. Caleb, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. How are you doing today?
It's good. Doing great. It's good to have you back. We're in a new abnormal.
Well, I think it's the new normal. We just all got to get used to it.
It's not normal yet. It's still abnormal, but we're moving toward a new normal. That's for sure. So one of the things I want you to talk to us about is how we're exposed. This whole visit today is going to be how we're extra exposed during this pandemic. There's an old political saying, never let a crisis go to waste. The cyber bad guys subscribe to that. They're not going to let this crisis go to waste. They're going to maximize it and capitalize on it, probably make a lot more money than they would have. One of the things that you want to talk to us about is our Wi-Fi. How do we make sure our Wi-Fi stays secure? Talk to us about that.
Okay. So, you know, here's the thing we have to understand, Jim. We're all working from home. And what that ultimately means is that the threat landscape has grown much larger, because it isn't about getting through your firewall at work. It's now just about getting on your machine at home, where there's probably a whole lot less protections in place.
Right.
So a couple of things you need to do, right? And let's start with your Wi-Fi. You know, if you're like a lot of people, your SSID, or the thing you know, when you go to connect to your Wi-Fi, the SSID is the name of what you connect to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of people over the years, Jim, have named it after themselves. Like,
right.
It might be, you know,
Jim's,
Blasting Game Home Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim's Net, right?
Uh-huh.
Really bad idea. And here's why you want to change that. Because those things and the locations of those things are mapped. And
mm-hmm.
In addition to them being mapped, you know, literally like the cars that map the streets drive around
right. And
gather up the locations of all of those Wi-Fi access points that are broadcasting. But also everybody's phone uses those locations for actually figuring out where things are if you're inside of
right.
a building.
Right.
Oh, I'm near GymNet. Oh, well, I must be in this location, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the problem with that. You can now kind of reverse engineer this to figure out where you live.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a whole lot of reasons you may not want people knowing where you live. Everything from stalkers to, you know, all kinds of malfeasance that
occur. If you're a CEO of a big company and you're operating from your Wi-Fi at home and a bad guy, if they want to target you, and they're doing more of that, aren't they? Caleb, they're doing more targeting, they're not just doing mass mayhem, they're also targeting people. They it's worth their while to go find where the CEO lives and break into their Wi-Fi, because now he or she is at home all the time.
That's exactly right. And if you want to play with this, I wouldn't encourage you to do anything stupid with it, but if you want to play with this, you can go out to a website called wigle.net, Wiggle. And you can actually put in a name of someone's Wi-Fi, and it will tell you where it's broadcasting from.
Right.
And it's pretty amazing what you can see. You know, I track down my own home Wi-Fi, and it's accurate within a foot where
wow.
it's broadcasting from. And
wow.
what people don't realize, Jim, is your cell phone is broadcasting out that address all the time, because
mm-hmm.
your cell phone isn't waiting to hear your home Wi-Fi.
If your cell phone
it's
is
constantly
connected,
asking, are you there?
If your cell phone is connected to the Wi-Fi.
No, not even. If I happen to run into you, let's say in Kansas, and I had a little device on me, I could see what networks you connect to, because your home network, your cell phone going, GymNet, are you there? GymNet, are you there?
So one of the things I want to ask you, I almost never use Wi-Fi on my laptop or my cell phone. I only use the mobile network. I have a mobile modem in my cell phone, in my laptop, and I only use the mobile connection to connect to the internet with my laptop. What do you think about that?
I think it's a heck of a lot more secure, particularly when you're traveling out, let's say, at an airport
I never use an airport. But see, most people don't do that. Most people have Wi-Fi. In fact, some of the new computers that I'm trying to buy don't even have a mobile modem anymore in them. Mobile network modem.
Here's the thing: you can buy a little device, so you can tether with your phone.
You
but
stick it in there,
if you are going to connect to the Wi-Fi, there's a really simple answer. And frankly, this is something everybody out there is listening to the show.
I got to take a quick break. Hold on to that thought. I'll be right back with Taylor Barlow. We have more to come on this after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.